Chapter 10 In the Library. David put the magic pen in the new bottle of ink. Then he put the pen on the notebook. He waited, but the pen didn't move.
"Why isn't it writing?"
asked Anne.
"I don't know,"
said David.
"We must discover what happened in the mine. Hey, I've got an idea. Let's go to the library. Maybe they've got books about Durham."
"Okay,"
said Anne.
"They're open until 7 p.m.
David and Anne left the classroom quickly, and David forgot to close the bottle of ink. After 10 minutes, they arrived at the library.
"Where are the books about Durham?"
"Look in section C12.
David found a book called The History of Durham. He turned the pages until he saw a chapter about the Durham coal mines. The two friends started to read the chapter.
"This section is about accidents in the mines," David said. "Look, Anne, they wrote about the accident on the 10th of October 1906. Accident in the Hilltop Mine, Durham. On the 10th of October 1906, the roof fell in the Hilltop Mine. 15-year-old Simon Charlton died in the accident. Workers dug through the ground for 2 days and nights. Finally, they rescued three miners, Kevin Smith, William Reed, and his 14-year-old son, Alan. The miners were very weak and tired, but they recuperated later at home. Local artist Jimmy Reed painted many pictures of miners. This picture, from the Durham Art Gallery, shows Jimmy's father and brother, William and Alan Reed, the survivors of the accident in 1906. "So Alan and his father didn't die in the mine,"
said David.
"They were okay."
"Yes, and Jimmy became an artist,"
said Anne.
"He painted this picture. It's the one I gave you for your birthday. Do you think the original painting is in the Durham Art Gallery now?"
"I don't know,"
said David.
"Let's go and see."
The two friends went to the art gallery. They found the picture from the library book and other paintings by Jimmy Reed. They saw pictures of Jimmy's family, the mine, his house, and the Wright brothers' flying machine.
"Look, Anne,"
said David.
"Here's the flying machine from my notebook."
"Now you don't need the magic pen to finish your story,"
said Anne.
"We know the ending, and it's a happy one."